You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We were in the previous hour talking about shark attacks and, you know, how we're supposed to remain calm. I don't think I could. Also, you want to avoid bleeding, right? When you're attacked by a shark, we're talking about the 16-year-old who was attacked. She lived. She was fine. She got bit. She didn't even realize she was bit by a shark, but it hurt. And she screamed and she got stitches. And then she got to go back in the water a few days later in one of those waterproof boots. So she was kind of happy, but I guess there's been a lot of shark sightings on the East Coast. So we reviewed, my scalp is itchy. I hope it's not psoriasis. Gosh, what's going on here? Oh, my scalp is itchy. All right, we got Scott working the dial. Scott, I'll have you look at my scalp. Tell me what you see. Dandruff, you think, why am I itchy? Oh, well, you know what? My son's foot wound. Yes, we talk about, yeah. You know, this is why my ratings are so high. Yeah, we talk about my son's foot wound. Remember, he stepped on the stiletto heel, and it twisted and dug a big hole. It's granulated pretty nicely. It looks pretty good, and it's starting to itch. You know, it's always a good sign when it starts to itch, and it looks like his body is starting to dislike the stitches, which means any day the stitches should be coming out, right? Just like any day you pass your mucus plug before you go into birth, go into labor, that's what I told him. I told him this is exactly like ready to pass your mucus plug. So he doesn't like me. Anyway, we were talking about sharks. I'm not going to go over what to do in a shark attack because for those of you who are right now listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, you're probably safe in your cars and not near any sharks. So you have then plenty of time to go to my on-demand on my website or use your Android phone and download the Dr. Dahlia app. See? Yeah, I know. So then you can get all the goody shark scoop. However, apparently there's a fish that eats male genitals. In Illinois, there's a lake on guard after there's the exotic pacu fish. Pacu. I wonder, P-A-C-U, P for penis, A, assault, C for crispy, U, goes through underwear. Pacu fish, infamous for killing men by ripping off their testicles. Have you guys ever heard of these? I'm looking at a picture. It's horrible. I mean, it looks worse than a piranha. It must be related to the piranha family. Yes, yeah, see, initially thought to be a piranha, the fish was later realized that it was a pacu. Pacus are thicker, they have thicker, sturdier teeth that look like human ones, and I guess their incisors are pretty nasty. Known in New Guinea as the quote-unquote, I can't say this on air, the pacu has reportedly been responsible for the deaths of two fishermen in the Pacific nation who died from blood loss. This is scary stuff. I don't want people joking about this. You know, I really think we have a problem with our movies of today. Remember I told you there was a game that fourth graders and fifth graders were playing where they were kicking each other in the groin? You know, on TV and in movies, everybody thinks that's funny. Kicking everybody in the groin or whatever. I don't think, you know, people realize how delicate, you know, the testicles are. And I'm not going to go into that. All right. I mean, honestly, what, there was a person in Japan who cooked up his... I don't understand why people don't appreciate their body parts. But if your kids are playing that game where they're kicking each other in the groin, tell them it's stupid. Okay? Yeah. Tell them it's not appropriate. And if there is a fish that chewed on your friend's jewels, don't giggle and laugh. Get them to a hospital. All right? This isn't funny. You can bleed to death. You have something called a penile artery. Your penile artery obviously gives blood supply to its, you know, named body part. And so that can bleed a lot. You know, now, some people can bleed to death from venous punctures, right? And, yes, there are penile veins. But if a fish, as far as I'm concerned, eats as ravenously as this pacu fish, looks like it wants to. Also, I would say don't swim naked. You know, this way maybe he'll go after your toes instead. Okay, so anyway, sharks, pacu fish, pretty exciting stuff. So we're going to be talking about today hospitals. Apparently Consumer Reports now is rating hospitals, and we have some alarming results. So we'll talk about hospitals, see if your hospital is in this, what has gone wrong in some hospitals. The Drudge Report today, their big headline was 83% of doctors have considered quitting over Obamacare. So I know many of you are kind of hoping this whole thing goes to rest and we just, you know, deal with it after the election. But it's not. All right. Day after day, you're going to be seeing some aftermath with this. And so doctors are, either threatening to leave or say, and I mean, honestly, I don't blame the doctors. Me, I really can't go anywhere. I still have student loans to pay. I can't. And I don't know how much longer, they're going to allow me to still do radio. You know, I mean, I could get fired at any moment, right? Which is why I really, really have to watch what the PACU does and what I say about the PACU. But, when it comes to, so I'm not going to leave, and I really don't want to leave my patients high and dry, but I don't blame doctors for saying I'm done. I'm tired of malpractice. I'm tired of people, you know, ripping me to pieces online. I'm tired of people not paying their bills, and I'm tired of, you know, I'm tired of not being appreciated. I don't blame them. And with Obamacare and them starting to planning on giving us guidelines on how to treat with no lawsuit protection, it may be a very safe strategic move for these doctors. I mean, can you blame them? So we're going to be talking about that, but I want to definitely get to the hospitals. The hospital report first on what's going on with the hospitals. What's going on here? Lance Armstrong? Oh, his suit was blocked. He can't get charges dismissed. Did you guys hear about this? Federal judge has dismissed Lance Armstrong's lawsuit against the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. But he can refile it, I guess, within 20 days? Okay, apparently he's suing the USADA in an attempt to prevent it from moving forward with charges that he used performance-enhancing drugs. This is going to keep coming back to haunt him, isn't it? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're going to talk about Consumer Reports and their rating. I know one of my buddies, longtime listeners, Chuck, is online. Chuck, buddy, we're going to be talking about this Consumer Report, so email me, because I know you wanted to talk about something a little off topic, and I definitely want to answer your question, but just email me for now, and then we'll, because I really appreciate when you call and check in, I really do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But don't call in yet, because I want to talk about this here. Consumer Reports, this is pretty frightening. They say, how safe is your hospital? Apparently, there are reported 180,000 deaths a year of hospital patients due to infections, surgical mistakes, and other types of medical harm. And they say that 1.4 million are seriously hurt by their hospital care. These numbers are staggering. Really? 180,000 people die because of hospital mistakes or carelessness, and 1.4 million are seriously hurt? And they say these figures only apply to Medicare patients. They have no idea about the unreported errors. They also say hospitals don't seem to report everything as well. So Rosemary Gibson, a patient safety advocate and author, says there is an epidemic of healthcare harm. What's going on with hospital administrators, by the way? Do we know what's going on with hospital administrators? Where are they in all this? Anyway, they claim that more than 2.25 million Americans will probably die from medical harm in this decade. That's absolutely frightening. So what Consumer Reports has done is they've rated hospitals for safety using whatever current data they had. They got it from government and independent sources on 1,100 hospitals in 44 states. They also interviewed patients, physicians, hospital administrators, and they're there, safety experts. They say their ratings only include 18% of U.S. hospitals, right? Because, again, they say patient harm usually is not fully reported. From what I understand, they rated hospitals on six categories: infections, readmissions, communication, CT scanning radiation, complications, and mortality. Like they'll say, sometimes readmission rates will be higher among hospitals in cities where you don't have good home health care or a lot of community support. All right, but they said, here's an example of some of the bad things that happen in hospitals. They say the lowest scoring hospital, we'll go over some of the ratings, Sacred Heart Hospital in Chicago earned only 16 points out of their 100-point safety scale and reported a rate of bloodstream infections or sepsis more than twice the national benchmark. There was also a statistic here, 1 in 20 hospitalized patients will develop an infection. 1 in 20, that's a lot. There was also a case, I believe, that happened in Sacred Heart where, if I remember correctly, somebody had, gone to cardiac arrest in the parking lot, and the doctor wouldn't go out there to treat the patient. Of course, for those of you that know, the Good Samaritan law doesn't protect you. So if you perform medicine, it's a horrible, horrible system. I mean, I have accidents all the time that happen in front of my building. I go out there. I don't care. I'll take my chances. But hospital doctors are instructed you do not leave the premises. You do not leave the premises to take care of a patient outside if the liability won't cover you. And you've all seen what liability, I mean, multi-million-dollar lawsuits. And so the patient, was, they did call 911. They called 911. Ambulance took her to a hospital, and she died. Again, I don't have the source of that case, but we all, I think we talked about this on the show a while back. But, you know, you look at this and you're like, what? How could someone only rate, a hospital only rate 16 out of 100? Now, true, this is, you know, just one study, but this is what Consumer Reports found. So they said the top hospitals, the top 10 hospitals, number one was Billings Clinic in Billings, Montana. Oh, great, I have an affiliate in Billings. That's wonderful. However, their score was still only 72 out of 100. That was the highest scoring hospital, 72 points out of 100. Then St. Clair's Hospital in Western Wisconsin, Alton Memorial Hospital in Alton, Illinois, Central Vermont Medical Center in Berlin, Vermont, Cadillac Medical Center, Richland, Washington. Number six was St. John's Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. Mayo Clinic in Phoenix came number seven. Northern Michigan Regional Hospital in Petoskey, Michigan. Bon Secours St. Francis Health System in Greenville, South Carolina, and Memorial Hospital of Union County, Marysville, Ohio, topped the top 10 hospitals, but still only received a score of 68 out of 100. Now, the bottom 10 hospitals, the lowest was Sacred Heart Hospital in Chicago, then Harlem Hospital Center in New York, Lake Regional Health System in Osage Beach, Missouri, Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn, New York, Our Lady of the Resurrection Medical Center in Chicago, Kimball Medical Center, Lakewood, New Jersey, of the bottom 10, St. Rose Dominican Hospital, San Martin Campus in Las Vegas. I've been to this hospital. I love the hospital. It's a beautiful hospital. They only scored 24 points out of 100. Clinch Valley Medical Center, Richlands, Virginia, Westchester Medical Center, The Hala, New York, and Hanford Community Medical Center, Hanford, California. Now, why do these things happen? Well, I guess one hospital they found a dirty refrigerator. And some of these, here's the story. I just found it. Okay, February 25th, there was a woman unresponsive in her car in the parking lot. She was transported to another hospital. The doctor from the emergency room, Sacred Heart Hospital, did not come out to the hospital parking lot. Also in Sacred Heart Hospital, they say they found rusty surgical tools, a hole in the operating room wall. They say nurses failed to follow precautions to prevent falls and bed sores. The lab refrigerator was so dirty that created the potential for contamination of the specimens and infection to the staff. What is going on? What is going on? Now, what are some of the causes of readmission or things that consumer reports say should never happen? And I agree with this. There should never be a reason for a bed sore. All right. If somebody's in bed, we need to turn them. We need to move them. We need to get occupational therapy. They said a lot of times if you didn't come in with a lung injury and then you get a collapsed lung, that could be because the doctor punctured the lungs. I've never collapsed a lung. I've been so proud of myself, knock on wood. Sometimes when you do your central venous lines and your catheters, you could give infection. Post-operative hip fractures, you don't want someone to get out of bed and fall. Blood clots after surgery, they say there should be enough protocols in line to prevent this. Post-operative sepsis, I got to tell you, yes, you know, most of these are preventable, but I got to tell you, I mean, sepsis, you can only do so much with bacteria. A wound that opens after surgery. All right. They should be able to take care of surgical wounds. I don't know. I think they're putting a lot of pressure here. All right. Wounds will dehiss. That's why we call it wound dehiscence. Wounds will open up. They could get infected. Yes, you need to have good wound care. But remember, the hospital isn't sterile. Then they say accidental punctures or cuts. I think hospital mistakes of medication errors should be at 100% prevention. I think a lot of things need to be done. Well, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Hello?
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. This is Jeff from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Just a statement. Everybody think health care expensive. Just wait till it's free. Then you'll see how expensive it is.
I know. Yeah, I got to tell you. I know. We're going to be talking a little bit about that in the next segment. So, yeah, sometimes... Sometimes the more you ask for and the more that's free, the more expensive it is. Exactly. That, my mama taught me that. She goes, you know, when something says buy one, get one free, trust me, that buy one is going to be expensive. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, first time caller. Love the show. Michelle
Thanks.
Obama, when she was administrator of the one of the big hospitals there in Chicago when Obama was a senator, he was pumping hundreds of thousands of dollars into the hospital, and Michelle, she was turning the patients away, sending them down the street because she didn't want to be out the money, and I don't know what they did with the money. I guess she put it in her bank account. I don't know, but a lot of that stuff's been going on. Well, they've been rejecting the patients,
mm-hmm.
and this is the start of what, now that we're hearing about the Medicare situation, Obama pulled out $500 million out of the Medicare fund, so this all needs to be brought up of how they're trying to do away with the Medicare in order to be dependent upon the government, and the government wants to be complete control, but thank you and love your show.
Oh, thank you. Okay, darn, we're coming to the end. I wish he was alive. I would have loved to talk to him about that. Michelle Obama was, I remember they said she wasn't really a hospital administrator. It was more PR, and she made about $300,000. Something happened after her husband made senator. She was moved up in the hospital. I do remember that. All right, well, I'd like to know what the hospital administrators think about this. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter and, of course, on Facebook. And Android users, we have a free Droid app. You could download it for free. It's redundant, but it's free. I can be as redundant as I want. It's free. And Dr. Dolly Show, you can listen to anytime. Catch up on old shows. It's great. I think it's one of my most favorite apps. Unfortunately, I have an iPhone, and it's not an iPhone yet, but we're working on it. All right, so we're talking about this Consumer Reports. How safe is your hospital? How they rated hospitals out of a 100-point scale, and even the top 10 were still in the 70s. So Consumer Reports suggests this is what you should do to help avoid readmission and infection and improve communication and excess CT scanning, complications, mortality. They say, ask whether the hospital uses a checklist or best practices for inserting and maintaining central lines. Make sure all staff and visitors wash their hands before touching you. Basically, be a pain in the butt. Don't be afraid of being a pain in the butt. You ask. ask. You know, even, you know, when I get my nails done or when I go to a, you know, I'm always like, is that clean? If it's not clean, I'm bringing my own instruments. And I can't bring your own instruments to a hospital, but ask, is it clean? Do it. Yes, you may tick them off, but we're talking about your body. You only have one body. They say ask every day whether any catheters or tubes can be removed. Before surgery, ask whether you're prone to infection because of a chronic disease like diabetes or smoking because you may not heal as well. Ask whether shaving the surgical site is necessary. Nicks can also allow for bacteria to come in. Oh, I know. When I had my ovarian tumor removed, and I also had a tumor in the breast, they were getting ready to shave my chest. And I'm like, is that necessary? Really? Really? Can't you just ignore the hair? I'm joking. All right. Heartburn drugs can also increase intestinal infections and pneumonia. Remember we were talking about these PPIs may put you at risk for pneumonia? Maybe you should stop. They said discuss that with your doctor. However, keep in mind when you are in the hospital, you are more at risk for ulcers, stress ulcers. So sometimes they want you on the gastric protection. Other times it could put you at risk, you know, for hospital-acquired illnesses. They say make sure you understand your instructions for caring for your wound. If you notice redness, they should teach you what to look for, all right, so you know to come back. They also say see a discharge planner well in advance of your departure so you know what supplies you need at home, what help if you need, you know, to bring family in, should you have a family member stay with you, things like that. Make sure you have a very clear written summary where you can understand what the directions are. Get your hospital results and make sure you know what hospitals you need, what tests you need done. Make sure you have an appointment with your primary care doctor before you even leave the hospital. They also say keep a list of all your prescription and over-the-counter medications. If you don't understand why they gave you a medication, ask. It could be a mistake. Now, one thing Consumer Reports had rated these hospitals on were these quote-unquote double CT scans. You guys understand what that is? You'll get a CAT scan with and without contrast. Now, the contrast helps bring out certain aspects of the body. For example, I was getting an MRI of the brain. I said, I don't want the contrast because I'm breastfeeding my kid. Well, they did the scan, but they couldn't tell me that for 100% it was clear. So I had to, after I finished breastfeeding, come back and get the scan with the gadolinium. Now, same thing with CTs. The ratings report says that many of these chest and abdominal CAT scans, you're getting two in one because they are doing with or without contrast. Now, I love the idea of just doing one. If you don't need to do both with or without it, you could just do without, etc. That's great. That's wonderful. But again, are the hospitals going to get protected if they miss something and they get sued? Again, this is, we're going, you know, a lot of it comes back to lawsuits, right? And I know everyone's blaming doctors and hospitals on healthcare issues and, you know, why healthcare costs are high, et cetera. But remember, the reason why, I mean, I used to always try to do CAT scans without contrast because in case somebody had a bleed, in case somebody had a perforation, et cetera, I just didn't want the contrast going all over the place. Yet I would be told, okay, that's great, but I only have half the story. Send it back. And it's, and nobody's going to want to say, look, doctors, we won't sue you. We will protect you from lawsuits. And we will protect the hospital from lawsuits if you miss something. No one's going to do that. You know, we were talking about months ago about the lady who sued the Oregon health system because there was a test to look for Down syndrome. From what I understand, it wasn't done properly. She was under the impression that she didn't have a baby who had Down syndrome. The baby did have Down syndrome. And then she sued the hospital saying she wished she would have known because maybe she would have aborted it, etc. It turns out I just found out I know her. I met her 20-some years ago. I didn't think I knew her. I still am a little taken aback by the whole situation and what happened. But remember, people will sue. All right. I mean, if a mother will sue the hospital, you know, because she was misled or misguided about what her baby could be, you know, we still don't have lawsuit protection. Now, today, Drudge Report was talking about how 83% of doctors want to leave medicine. Now, I think a lot of doctors have wanted to leave medicine and their field, but they say 83% of doctors have considered quitting over Obamacare. Now, again, it's this whole, you know, premise. This I know they're still, by the way, the news, they're still talking about how many weeks is it? Tax versus penalty. Right? Is Obamacare a tax? Is it a penalty? You know, I want to say both. Absolutely. It's one of the biggest tax, you know, hikes we've ever seen. But, you know, when people say, oh, no, it's not a penalty, I still feel penalized. And I think these doctors feel penalized. They feel extremely penalized. And, you know, to be told that the government's going to take control and tell you how to practice medicine without giving you any protection for lawsuits, why should a doctor stay? Now, I'm still going to stay. I have patients I want to take care of. I can't afford not to stay. I still have student loans. And, you know, who knows when I'll get fired from radio. So I love doing radio. I wish I could do both. And I plan on doing it. But somebody could still fire me. Who knows? You know, who knows? Maybe people get mad that we talk about Obamacare so much on the show. But and I see you guys calling in. We'll get to the phone lines in just a second. But there's not a lot of incentive for doctors to want to stay in this field. You know, I mean, most of the doctors I know have gone through some sort of a lawsuit, some sort of a audit, some sort of a, you know, and why deal with the hassle, especially when they're not making money. And so, you know, you thought access was a problem before the Supreme Court ruling. It's going to continue to be. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, Dr. Daly, you're actually absolutely right about the Obama tax, and if that's what they'll call it, they might have a little more luck out of it. It originally passed under the Commerce Clause, and it wasn't a tax, and now it's a tax. Mm. So now if they call it what it is, they'll knock him out of there, I hope.
Well, you know, it's just, I can't stand the idea, which is what we were talking about with the Medicare hospitals and or the hospitals that take Medicare, and they're being penalized if the patient is readmitted. And so what hospitals have been doing is not admitting Medicare patients to begin with. Why do we have this penalty over our heads? And why in this recession do we have this looming tax over our heads? There's got to be a more positive, progressive way to do this. Not progressive politically, but ways or means to progress. Now, you know, some of you, after listening to this Consumer Reports hospital safety rating, some of you may be thinking, well, the heck with this. You know, why are we trying to save the hospitals? They're doing a halfway job. People are sick. You know, maybe the government needs to come in and socialize medicine. Oh, no. I think we could get this right, but we need to have some better legislation. Don't go away. We'll be right back. I see you guys still on the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web.
Going on now. Save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hello. All right.
Yeah. I have a son that's a doc. He was up in Canada not long ago, got in an accident, traffic accident, went to the emergency room to get stitched up and whatnot. And it took him a very long time. A very large hospital, and there was only one doctor on call as a result of socialized medicine, he said. He felt so sorry for the people there that he stayed and assisted, even though he's injured, he stayed and assisted the doctor the rest of the day, or the rest of the night, because he was there by himself. So he said, that's what's in our future.
Whoa.
So I thought you might find that interesting.
You know, wow. You know, I would probably do that too. I mean, in an American hospital, they probably wouldn't let me help because of, you know, all these protocols and, of course, lawsuits and liability. But, I could definitely see myself doing that, saying, look, you look like you need help. Let me hang out with you and let me help. But one doctor manning the ER, you know, when I was an ER doc in Lake Havasu. And Lake Havasu, Arizona, not the biggest city. Yeah, I mean, it's a nice town, nice-sized town. Can't think of what the population is, but the population is very high during holiday season because of the lake. It's a gorgeous lake, beautiful place to live in Arizona because you're near water. You know, you got the beautiful Arizona landscaping plus the water of the lake. And we were never allowed to just have one doctor man the ER. It wouldn't be enough. And many times just us two wouldn't cut it. Wouldn't cut it. So, you know, with doctors leaving or doctors admitting they want to leave. Now, you know, mind you, this isn't just all because of Obamacare. I mean, I've said on my show, even before Obamacare passed, that, you know, when I would go to conferences, one conference I went to, the doctors at the table, I always like to strike conversations up with a bunch of people that won't talk. You know, because some people, they just sit there and they don't talk, and I'm kind of talkative, you know, so I'll start, you know, making some comments and jokes, and I got the table talking, but the subject quickly turned to, what's your exit plan with medicine? And many people had something else on the side, either because medicine, you know, got depressing, they weren't getting paid, lawsuits, you know, destroyed their malpractice, insurance premiums, etc. So, you know, doctors have been disgruntled and have been disillusioned. You know, I mean, I was told that in medical school in the 90s. Look, you know, you look all happy now, Dahlia, but, you know, give it 10 years and you'll want to leave the field. No, I've been in the field now 12 plus years, more if I count my ER days in Arizona, so probably 14 years. No, I'm not ready to leave. I'm not ready to leave yet. Am I a little disillusioned? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, am I really disappointed at how the government treats doctors and how they respect doctors and value what we do? Oh, absolutely. But again, I mean, look at what we're dealing with the government. They don't value citizenship. They don't value immigrants that have come here legally and gone through the legal process. I mean, they don't seem to value a lot. So I'm not surprised by any means. It just my fear is as things get worse, there's going to be a left-wing argument for socialized medicine. And I don't want us to go there. I do not. I think there's ways to fix this, but you can't promise America, we're going to insure you all, we're going to get this fixed in our administration, or the Republicans are going to have to fix it in their administration. That's not practical. And my fear is we aren't going to be able to fix this in time until the Democrats come back in power and decide to socialize everything. It is. It's frustrating. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Recently, I heard that there was a finding that we don't need our teeth checked like every 6 months like we've been doing. And then also I heard it's not necessary to get a pap smear every year. These are new findings. Mm. And I wonder if that's kind of brainwashing us to set us up to accept the coverage that Obamacare is going to give us, which is going to be less. I would hate to go like a year or two without having my teeth checked. It's very worrisome, and I would appreciate your thoughts on it.
Oh, no. I would hate to go a year or two without any of the orifices checked, you know, because you always worry what they'll find afterwards. No, I'm with you on that, I tell you. But no. Now, the dental, I haven't heard of any recommendations to cut back on dental care, or dental visits. I believe what you might have heard was maybe the cutting back on dental x-rays. I'm wondering if it's that. But with the pap smears, absolutely. Absolutely, they're recommending 3 to 5 years putting off the pap smears. Absolutely. You're 100% right. This is something we talked about on our show last year, whereas these recommendations come, and you know, I know I received, you know, emails from people going, Dr. Dahlia, please, you know, you're freaking out over these recommendations for nothing. Doctors still have autonomy. They still will order what they want to order. Oh, a doctor can order, or a nurse practitioner, a PA can order what they want to order, but it doesn't mean it's going to get covered. Remember, an insurance company will love these guidelines. Medicare will use these guidelines. All right. I mean, these guidelines, you know, if they're in place, why does an insurance company have to cover something that's not a part of the guideline? Why would, what, to attract your business? Right? No, they don't have to. Remember, now that insurance companies are going to have to cover pre-existing conditions, so people are probably going to purchase insurance not when they're well, 10 or 15 years before, but they're going to save money and purchase it when they need to. I don't blame them. I mean, health insurance is ridiculously high. You know, I had a lung nodule that they saw. I'm not a smoker. I really haven't been exposed to smoke except when I would have to work the smoking section when I waited tables. That was the only time I was exposed to smoking. But I never smoked. And, you know, I had a spot on my lungs. So the radiologist, you know, did the scan and said, come back. And with my insurance, the scan, the deductible, would have at least been $360. Crazy. Now, speaking of the double scans, with or without contrast, luckily I was able to do it without contrast, just one of the scans. But, you know, people having insurance, they aren't happy and doing cartwheels because their deductibles are so high. My deductible is, what, $2,500 a person, which means $10,000 for the family? Of course, insurance is never going to kick in. What am I paying insurance for? You know, in the first hour, people were calling in saying it's ridiculous that hospitals or clinics or home health agencies are charging $5,000 to come to a patient's house and, you know, clean change bandages. I think prices are exorbitant. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I agree. Why can't we pay $100 here or $200 there, et cetera, not have insurance even in the mix? But remember, the reason why we need insurance is they are there. You pay them to negotiate the rate. You pay them to cut the rate of the doctor. The doctor will take the $25 or the $30 without complaining. He'll see you. And that's what you're paying the insurance company for. Well, I think we're paying the insurance company a little too much. You know, I think many of us doctors wouldn't mind $25 or $50 if we don't have to pay billing software, if we don't have to pay for billers, if we don't have to pay all the ancillary baloney, and we didn't have to pay the high malpractice rates. But no, 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 none of that was addressed. None of that was addressed in Obamacare. What do you do? So, It's frustrating, and I hear your guys' frustration. And, you know, when I started the show, I thought I was just going to answer medical questions. I started the show January of 2009, and one of the very first days I was on KDWN, people were calling about healthcare and what's going to happen. And I know y'all are worried about cholesterol, y'all worried about prostate, et cetera. But I think you're really scared about what's coming around the bend. So, like I said, I'll keep you informed. Please stay tuned. Please download the Android app if you can so you can stay in touch. We're going to hit medical headlines in the next hour, so please stay tuned. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.